What's up, Liron here, and today we're going to talk about my tons of work on YouTube today. What's up, Liron here. Thank you for joining me in another episode of my daily podcast. This is episode 71, and today I want to talk about the thing that took most of my time today, completely stole it, and that was YouTube. But I'm going to... There is some positive side to that, which you'll understand in just a moment. So today, I wanted to take care of the YouTube videos. First, I had a video coming out today, which I finished, and now it's scheduling. It's going to be out in a few hours. But then also, I had Saturday's video. Now, I promised myself and the audience to do a painting video outside, to walk around, talk about what I look for in a reference photo, choose a scene and paint it, which is what I did today. Now, even that didn't take, well, it took me about 3 hours total of walking around, finding the scene, stopping and painting it. The result was okay. I'm not 100% pleased with it. I still have a lot of challenges painting outside when the scene... I think I'm just not used to seeing the scene more clearly and cleanly when I'm outside. When it's from a photo, it's much easier. You get the composition handed out to you on a silver platter, pretty much. When you're outside, you have to make those distinctions. And sometimes I'm able to do them, and sometimes I don't. I use the tools at my hand, meaning my phone. I take pictures of different crops of the scene, trying to figure out what will work. With that, I'm okay. My problem comes to when I start to work on the values and finding the large shapes. Maybe I'm not choosing the best scenes, or maybe I just don't know how to find those good shapes. I think it's the latter. But in any case, something to work on. So then I came back home, had to back up all of the materials, which is a lot. And then I had to make some room for them in my Mac. Usually these types of videos that are kind of blogs with painting are the longest to edit. They're the ones for which I collect the largest amount of materials, and so it's going to be a lot of work. But then, and this is Saturday's vid, today's Thursday, I have to take care of Thursday's vid as well, which is what I did earlier, and that is a new episode of Painting Masters. This one features Manel Plana, a Spanish watercolor painter. Really impressive, the things he gets away with. He paints scenes so cleanly and abstractly, but still maintains some level of realism that really impresses me. So that was really fun. And then I had to edit it. And on top of that, I decided that I want to do a study of his work. So not just the reviewing of the paintings, but also to do a study, which was fun. I painted, but again, consumed a lot of my time. So now I'm finally going to relax soon. It's Thursday. This is the end of the... Well, kind of the end of the week for most of the people in Israel. Some do work on Friday. I used to work on Fridays. But I'm going to... And I'm still working. I mean, when I had a job, I worked on Fridays. But now I'm still working on Fridays just for my own work and business. Now, I'm going to meet some friends. I'm going to wash the dishes first, then finish up some small things and meet some friends. The next update will probably be on Sunday, or I may do one, pop one quick on Saturday, or maybe even tomorrow on Friday. But I hope you had a good week so far. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know what's up, what's on your mind, what you're dealing with, what you're working on artistically. I'm happy to hear from you and get feedback. And let me know if there's anything else you want me to talk about. You can find me on Instagram under LironYanIL. That's LironYanIL. Also on YouTube, in any way. I'm on every platform. Just look for me and you'll find me. I want to thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you again in another episode really soon.